Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Dr. Edward Lewis Cole, the author of Maximize Manhood and several other terrific books. He once said, God never ends anything on a negative. God always ends on a positive. If the only thing you take away from today's call and yesterday's call is that quote by Dr. Cole, it'd be worth your time. God never ends anything on a negative. God always ends on a positive. That's actually from a book he wrote, Going Away to Enter and Away to Leave. See, we have to always expect the positive, the best God has to offer. Malcolm Forbes, the founder of Forbes magazine, once said, if you expect nothing, you happen to be surprised, you'll get it. If anybody in the world should have reasons for optimism about the future, it's the born-again, blood-washed, spirit-filled, word-quoting, Bible-thumping children of God. Yes, we may be going through stuff at the moment, but at least we're going through it, and we'll soon be on the other side of that mountain of adversity. We need to look at the positive, expect the best, and not settle for anything less.
Job 9, verse 10 in the Message Bible says, we'll never comprehend all the great things he does. His miracle surprises can't be counted.
Hallelujah. You, that's right. You and I, we must be proactive in bringing these miracle surprises into our lives. Our prayer for you is that you will recall and remember every promise God has made to you in his word. Just as I'm praying for them to be fulfilled in 2018, making this year your year of deliverance from any and everything holding you back from walking in your divine destiny.
2 Thessalonians 2, verse 15 in the Message Bible. So friends, take a firm stand, feet on the ground and head high. Keep a tight grip on what you were taught, whether in personal conversation or by our letter. May Jesus himself and God our Father, who reached out in love and surprised you with the gifts of unending help and confidence, put a fresh heart in you, invigorate your work, enliven your speech.
That's an amazing scripture. Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Here are seven things God can and will do for you. Number one, reach out to you in love. Back in the 80s, the songwriter Burt Bacharach wrote a song basically of that title that AT&T adapted into an effective commercial. Commercial said, reach out and touch someone's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Jesus is continually reaching to touch our lives. And frankly, often through the lives of other people.
Romans 5, verse 8 in the Classic Amplified Bible. But God clearly shows and proves his own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. There is no doubt God continually has been manifesting proof of his unconditional love for us over the centuries. 1 John 4, verse 16 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, we have come to know by personal observation and experience and have believed with deep, consistent faith the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides continually in him.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, the first question which the priest and the Levite asked was, if I stop to help this man, what will happen to me? But the Good Samaritan reversed that question. He said, If I do not stop to help this man, what will happen to him? Amazing quote. When we reach out to someone else to take their hand, it's the beginning of a journey to their destiny and ours. Number two, help you now and forever. Help you now and forever.
Psalm 54, verse 4 in the Living Bible says, "But God is my helper. He is a friend of mine."
I really like the song, "Jesus is a Friend of Mine." The first verse says, "He told me how to live my life as it should be. He told me how to turn my cheek when people laugh at me. I've had friends before, and I can tell you that he's the one who'll never leave you flat. Jesus is a friend of mine." That's a friendship and a love that you and I should be willing to share. We should. Smith Wigglesworth, the apostle of faith, once said, "God has chosen us to help one another." The famed English pastor Charles Spurgeon once said, "A good character is the best tombstone. Those who loved you and were helped by you will remember you when the forget-me-nots have withered. Carve your name on hearts, not on marble." That is profound. Carve your hearts, carve your name on hearts, not on marble. Number three, give you confidence to tackle any challenge or opportunity.
1 Corinthians 16, verses 8 through 10 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "But I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost, because a wide door for effective service has opened to me. In Ephesus, a very promising opportunity, and there are many adversaries."
Hallelujah. Be assured that if an opportunity comes your way, adversity will no doubt follow. But God gives us the confidence to overcome every circumstance, situation, and problem. We just need to put our faith and confidence and trust in him.
2 Corinthians 3, verse 4 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "Such is the confidence and steadfast reliance and absolute trust that we have through Christ toward God."
Number four, wipe your sins away and give you a fresh start. That's what he wants to do for us.
Ezekiel 36, verses 26 and 27 in the Message Bible. "I'll give you a new heart, put a new spirit in you. I'll remove the stone heart from your body and replace it with a heart that's God-willed, not self-willed. I'll put my spirit in you and make it possible for you to do what I tell you and live by my commands."
Wow, that ought to make a shout. God would not only give us a new heart, cleansed of sin, but he'll put his spirit in us, making it possible for us to do what he tells us to do in his word. Hallelujah. Number five, empower you for your job, wherever and whatever that may be.
Acts 1, verse 8 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "But you will receive power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you."
With the power and ability of the Holy Spirit flowing through us, there is absolutely no limitation to what we can achieve. See, there's no equivocation in Acts 1:8. The verse goes on to talk about us being witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, Virginia Beach, Seattle, Ocala, and the other most parts of the earth. We need to fully grasp that we have the power and ability of the Holy Spirit available to us 24/7. To help us move into that revelation, I encourage you to personalize this part of Acts 1:8. But Janice will receive power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon her. But Rena will receive power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon her. Personalize that for you. Put it on the homepage of your laptop, computer. Even put it on your screen saver, on your telephone, cell phone. Hallelujah. Number six, anoint your lips to speak the words that he gives you.
Luke 4, verses 18 and 19 in the Living Bible. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to announce that captives shall be released and the blind shall see, that the downtrodden shall be freed from their oppressors, and that God is ready to give blessings to all who come to him. Now, listen to Psalm 45, verse 2 in the King James Version. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God hath blessed thee forever.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for grace, H2580. H2580, it means favor, grace, charm. The word 2580, is in the King James Bible 69 times and 67 verses. And it's translated 36 times as grace and 26 times as favor. Not only will the Lord anoint our lips to speak as he directs, but he gives us power, favor with every person who hears that voice. Hallelujah. Number seven, enable us to stand our ground with our head held high, confident that he will do what he says he will do.
Philippians 2, verse 13 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Put on your seatbelt. For it is not your strength, but it is God who is effectually at work in you, both to will and to work, that is strengthening, energizing, and creating in you the longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose for his good pleasure.
Hallelujah, is right, baby. God enlightens, enables, and empowers us to perform his word, promoting his kingdom. See, God is not he's not surprised by what's going on in the world or anywhere else or in our lives. He's not. Now, here's something else that's an absolute scriptural fact. God is just waiting for us not to be surprised by what he'll do for us when we get out of the boat and start walking on the waves of doubt and fear. God will pull us up out of everything that would pull us down. And truthfully, that shouldn't be a surprise to us. Now, that sounds to me like God wants, he wants us to be positive about the possibilities of the word manifesting in our lives. He wants me and you, us, always expecting and believing the best. He does not want us always believing and expecting the worst. No, God wants us to be so positive that when we take aspirins, they'll feel better. Hallelujah. Go to heraldhearing.com if you've been blessed by the teaching. At the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God, what seed did have you put in the ground? Do what he says, so we ever ask. And while you're there, check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.